and they could see them in her stomach, and they did suggest to me to bring her back the next day for another x-ray, but it was such a problem with so many young children and so on, and she was all right, so I never went back. In fact, the ambulance man said to me not to worry about it because she would pass them eventually.
Children, so you didn't have the phone on either?
No.
And was that public phone at a shop or something, was it, the one that your husband ran to?
No, it was at a private house all the way over there.
So that was the nearest telephone?
Yes.
And what about when your children were growing up? Did you have dental services in the area for them?
No, we went to Parramatta to a dentist
too.
There.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually I think some of them did go to a dentist at St Mary's.
Mm-hmm. And so your children grew up when there were none of this, when none of this modern housing was around here, so they must have had a lovely area to play in.
Oh yes, they had plenty of room.
Did they play outdoors a lot?
Yes, they did. Mm.
Did they have a horse?
No. We were, well, not so much me. I rode a horse as a child and right up till I got married, but my husband was a bit frightened of horses, as far as the children riding was concerned. So we never had a horse. No.
And to get onto the subject of finances, did you have joint finances, or who managed the household accounts?
No, the money just was there, and we just done what we, whatever we found necessary and needed to do with it.
You just shared it. Mm-hmm. Who paid all the bills?
Well, we paid for everything as we bought it, sort of thing. Like when we went shopping, everything was paid cash. Mm-hmm. If we didn't have the cash, we didn't get it.
That's changed now too, hasn't it, with all the plastic money?
Yes, but I'd still...
Not in your experience.
No, I still don't go in for that. I prefer just, I've got used to it, and I just prefer to pay for things as I get them.
It's the best too, I think, for this way. And what about after the war, when immigrants moved in from Europe? You did mention the Italian market gardeners. Were there any other European people who came here after the war living around this area that you were aware of?
Yes, there was a Maltese family just up the road here. In fact, they're still there.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, the parents are still there. Mm-hmm. The younger ones have perhaps moved away a bit.
And when did they come? That was after the war?
Yes, it was well after it, I'd say. Oh, yes, we had a Polish man living in a room out the back. It was a billiard room originally belonging to this house, but the billiard table had been sold out of it and so on. And this man was living in, up at St Mary's, community thing they had there for migrants, but he couldn't save any money there, and a friend of his asked us if he could come and live here, so my husband made that billiard room, as we called it then, into three rooms, and he came, him and his wife and little boy came and lived there for about a couple of years, I suppose. And then there were other people came, even after they left, that could get work in the district but couldn't get accommodation, and they rented it. It was only £2.10 a week, but, and that included their electricity too. So.
And what other nationalities did you have?
We had Estonian people for a while too. In fact, the last people we had were Estonian, and Mrs. Samoya, she lived there and done cleaning at the Plumpton School to support herself. And her son lived there with her for a number of years, and he moved to New Guinea and did a work over there and was killed in an accident in New Guinea.
And how did you find these migrant people? Were they friendly and,
yes,
and all they were well accepted in the neighbourhood?
Yes. They were. I think we all sort of felt sorry they had to leave their own countries and come here.
So you really helped them get on their feet?
Well, I don't know about so much help, but we accepted them.
Yeah, well, you provided them with accommodation, which was help. So when you think about your life and what life was like in the 40s, the late 40s and then the early 50s, what do you think about the changes that have taken place here, particularly, you know, in the landscape here? What was it like before? How would you describe the landscape here before all these new houses were built?
Well, just a country area, I suppose. That's the only way I could think of it. There was hundreds and hundreds of trees, and there's not very many now. And
the first thing they do is cut down the trees.
Yeah, well, I suppose they had to. I do think they could have left a few more than they did, but
you have quite a few trees in your front garden.
Yes, up there we have. Oh, well, they were there, and they've left them there. That's a reserve up there.
And so now it's quite different.
Yes. There were two dams on the place, you know, because they've been filled in. I think there's a house on top of one. Yes.
Hope it was filled in well.
Yes, I hope it doesn't sink.
They were your dams for your
cattle. Yeah.
Oh, so you had more than two cows, did you?
Well, we only had one cow when I came, but I don't know whether it was because I was such a good worker, a good milker. We had four cows eventually, but you see, in the war years, you had to have coupons for everything, and including butter. So, as well as milking the cows, I had to separate the milk and churn the cream into butter and so on too.
Oh, no wonder you were fairly busy during your day then.
Yes.
You wouldn't have had much spare time at all. And your husband worked on the poultry farm up until it was sold.
Yeah, up until the 1950s. Mm-hmm.
And did he find it difficult changing his work?
Well, he did it. Now he doesn't think it was difficult, but at that time he didn't like the idea of it. But although when he left school first, he was working at a produce place in Sydney called Prescott's, and the first job he got then was at Playfair's meat work. That was in about 1957, I think it was, or 56 perhaps, something about that. And then they closed a number of years after that. And he worked in Dandy's then until he retired in 1975.
So what does he do now to fill in his day?
He still gets around. For the first few years, he used to go, as I called it, walkabout. He'd, him and an old mate used to go off with, you know, for a few weeks at a time, to Bourke or somewhere or other, you know. He's been all over Australia sort of thing since then.
Not doing bits of work?
No, just looking. Yeah.
And have you any desire to travel?
No, I don't have itchy feet, although we both done a trip to Ireland, England and Scotland in 1979.
Oh, did you?
Yes. I think we were away about 7 weeks.
Did you enjoy that?
Yes, I did. I was quite ready to come home, though. I'd met all my mother's people, what was left of them, and my father's people and saw their old homes and all the places they talked about and so on like that.
Must have been interesting.
Yes, it was. Very.
So what do you think about, when you think about the changes that have taken place here, what things do you like or not like about it now? What do you think was better then than it is now?
Well, apart from the shop at Plumpton, which saved me having to go to supermarkets, I think everything else is better than, you know, it was, because I like it built up as it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you might have noticed we are lucky. We've got all that reserve out at the north of us, and I don't expect that'll ever be built on. Because,
no.
And in the morning I can sit out there and listen the news on the radio and watch the world go by sort of thing. And there are two ovals out there which are quite busy at the weekends.
So even though you have neighbours much more concentrated around you now, they're not too close to be sort of encroaching on you?
No.
And as far as you're concerned, the security is different now to what it was?
Yes.
Do you think that's better or...?
Oh, I think it's much better. Mm.
Even though you do have to lock your doors?
Yes.
Now, And so for young people growing up in the area now, do you think it's better for them than it was for young mothers bringing up children? Do you think it's better now than it was when you were bringing up your children?
Well, I'd imagine it would be, because they've only got their inside work and their children to look after, whereas I had to help on the farm and by packing eggs and milking the house cows and, you know, doing all that sort of thing. And when you go out of the house, there's nobody to carry on while you are out.
And did you feel you were hardly done by when you were doing all that hard work?
No, I didn't think about it at the time. I wonder now how I done it, but or how I got so much done in the day. But because I didn't go to bed, I suppose, till midnight or after it. But,
and you were up early again?
In the morning, yes.
And when you think about the old buildings that have gone from the area, the ones that were bulldozed, and some of the old familiar landmarks that have gone or have changed, how does that make you feel?
Oh, there is better buildings in their place, so I don't feel badly about it.
You don't feel sad that they've gone?
No, not really.
So you think progress is...
Yes, I suppose there was one or two. In fact, the other day I just mentioned about a Mr. Webber's house that was over there. It was a nice home, and a nice country-style home. And a month after he died, it was, demolished and taken away. But I understood why, because vandals would have got into it and taken windows and doors and, you know, whatever they could. And it was probably in the way of where they were going to build the new houses, at any rate.
Mm-hmm. And what about the traffic? Does the traffic around here worry you at all?
No.
You're far enough back from the road not to hear it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Although any time you wake up at night, there's always traffic around somewhere.
You can always hear it.
Yes. But it doesn't worry me.
Do you drive yourself?
No.
So you... your husband drives you to the shops? Or
yes. Oh, well, I was used to be lucky enough to have daughters to drive too.
Yeah.
But Alison has lost her hearing in the last few years, she can't drive now. Oh, yes, at one time there wasn't a car. I went up and down Hyatt Road that... was strange. We knew them all.
Did you?
Yes.
By the sound of their engines?
Oh, well, by looking at them, yes. there's Tom Cook's car, there's Joe Cross's car, there's so-and-so's car. Mm. You know.
And now you wouldn't know.
Oh, you don't. I wouldn't know any of them.
And do you find that at the shops also, that you used to see a familiar face or two?
Yes, you always found a few to talk to, now you very rarely do. It's all strangers.
Mm-hmm. And how does that make you feel? Does that
worry me. No. It's just what you expect sort of thing.
Well, I think we've just about covered everything now, unless you can think of anything else you'd particularly like to tell me about.
No, not really. I think we've covered just about everything. We started back in the 1940s and we've come right along.
Yes. You've certainly seen a lot of change in this area,
haven't you? Oh, yes, we have. It has. I think it has been for the better.
Do you? Mm. You're a progressive sort of person. You like progress. Yeah.
I don't know about that.
But you're still in your home.
Yes.
And it itself probably hasn't changed very much. And you've still got the land around you and the outlook over the reserve.
Yes.
And you may not have felt so happy about it if you had houses very close to you here.
Well, perhaps not. I'd have to experience that, I suppose. I have asked different times if we couldn't move into a smaller house, you know, and get not to get away or anything, but just for a smaller house, which would be easier kept clean and not so much work. But I know my husband won't leave until he's carried out, sort of thing.
Well, it's a lovely old house. And when was it built, do you know?
I understand in 1895.
So it's very special, but it's very big to keep.
Yes, and it needs a terrible lot of repair, which he doesn't want to hire anybody to do, thinks he can do it himself, but at over 80 years of age, I can't see him getting up on the roof and doing all these things.
Well, thank you very much. I think that's just about it. So thanks very much for your time.